From Spark and Anvil and Voicetail, this is Flourish in Chapter 1 of the Voicetail cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The wind swept through the clearing, carrying the sharp scent of damp pine needles and wood smoke. Bramble sat on a mossy log, watching a young chipmunk struggle with her story. The fire crackled, throwing orange sparks into the dark canopy above them.
"It was a really, really big mountain," the chipmunk said, her voice squeaking slightly in the cold air. "Like, super big, the biggest."
But she stood perfectly still. Her paws were pressed tight against her sides, as if they were glued to her fur. The chipmunk looked down at her toes, her tail twitching with frustration as she tried to find the right words.
"The mountain had giant cliffs, and it went all the way up into the clouds," she added, but her shoulders remained stiff.
The listeners sighed, shifting on their logs as the cold wind whistled through the branches. They wanted to believe her, but the story felt like a flat drawing on a piece of paper. Though the chipmunk said the word big 3 times, the mountain in everyone's mind stayed small and flat. It was just a word, floating away into the dark trees. Near the edge of the firelight stood a tall, graceful crane. She was balanced on one long, slate-gray leg, her feathers ruffled by the evening breeze. Her wings were folded neatly against her sides, but Bramble noticed her shoulders twitching. Her primary feathers rustled with a quiet, restless energy. She was clearly itching to move them. The crane stepped closer to the fire, her long, elegant neck curving like a question mark. "She told us it was big," the crane said softly, her voice carrying over the crackle of the dry wood. "But she didn't show us." She looked at the young chipmunk with a kind, knowing smile. Then she spread her great wings up and out, slow and wide, filling the entire space above the fire. The firelight caught the gray feathers of her wings, making them look like sheets of solid stone. Her shadow stretched across the clearing, climbing up the massive pine trunks until the trees themselves seemed to grow. In that single sweeping motion, the clearing vanished, replaced by the wild, cold peaks of her imagination. Bramble caught his breath, staring at the empty air where the mountain now seemed to stand. Suddenly, he could see it. It was not just a word anymore. It was an enormous, towering peak of stone and ice, rising right there in the firelight.
"You drew it in the air," Bramble breathed, leaning forward on his log. "Just with your wings."
The crane offered a slow, elegant nod.
"My name is Flourish," she said. "When I tell a story, my body helps."
She swept her wings up and wide again, her feathers catching the golden glow of the embers. "If a thing is huge, I make it huge," she explained. She drew her wingtips together until they nearly touched, leaning in close to the ground. "If a thing is tiny, I make it tiny." She tilted her head, her dark eyes reflecting the dancing flames. "The words say it. The body shows it. Together, the listener can really see." Bramble watched her, fascinated by the way she seemed to command the space around her.
"But how does that work for a whole story?" he asked, rubbing his chin.
"Does it not get tiring to move so much?" Flourish smiled, a gentle curve of her beak. To prove her point, she decided to tell a quick tale about a tiny seed that grew into a towering oak tree. She began by crouching low to the forest floor, tucking her long neck into her chest. She wrapped her wings tight around herself until she looked like a small gray stone. Her voice dropped to a dry, quiet whisper that made everyone lean in. Deep in the frozen winter earth, a single seed waited in the dark. The young animal stopped fidgeting, and the badger froze with his stick. The field mouse sat up on her hind legs, her whiskers twitching in the silence. Then the growth began. Flourish slowly rose up on her long legs, her movements smooth and steady. She stretched her neck toward the sky, and her wings began to unfurl. First the tips, then the middle feathers, and finally her entire wingspan reached high above her head. She stretched toward the stars, her shadow growing taller and taller against the dark pines. The eyes of the entire circle went up with her, tracking her motion. They watched the tree grow right there in the firelight, made of nothing but a crane and the empty air. Bramble realized that this physical movement, this gesture, was more than just waving arms. It was a silent language that made the words come alive, turning a simple story into something they could almost touch. The young chipmunk watched with her mouth open, completely forgetting her own frustration. She could see the branches reaching for the clouds, even though there was nothing but empty air. Flourish let her wings drift slowly down, like leaves falling in the autumn wind, before standing perfectly still. "That is how you make them see," Flourish said, her voice returning to its normal, gentle tone.
Bramble stood up, brushing dry pine needles from his trousers as he looked at the elegant bird. "Flourish," he said, "I run a listening circle here in the woods. The young creatures tell wonderful tales, but they stand as stiff as fence posts during the most exciting parts. Their giants and their mountains stay small because their bodies remain completely frozen while they speak. Would you join us? Could you teach them how to use their hands?" Flourish dipped her head in a slow, graceful bow, which was, of course, its own beautiful little flourish of feathers. "I would love to," she said, her voice warm. "I can't really help moving when I tell a story. The story gets into my wings, and they simply have to speak too." So Flourish joined the listening circle, and the clearing was soon filled with a wonderful, energetic spirit. The stories told around the fire became alive with motion. When Bramble taught the young animals about the power of physical expression, Flourish was always there to show them the way. "Let your hands match your words," she would tell the gathered crowd of young creatures. "When you say enormous, you must open your arms as wide as they can possibly reach. When you say tiny, bring your paws close together. When something in your story flies, let your hand fly. Your body can draw the picture right in the air." The young animals watched her with wide, curious eyes, trying to copy her movements. A baby squirrel tried to stretch his arms, but he ended up dropping his acorn into the dirt. Everyone laughed, but it was a friendly sound that made the clearing feel warm and welcoming. Flourish helped him find the acorn, her long beak gently nudging it back into his small paws.
A young rabbit with long, floppy ears decided to try first, stepping nervously into the center of the circle. He wanted to tell a story about a great white bird soaring over a stormy sea, but he was terrified. At first, he spoke with his paws tucked tight against his chest, looking down at his toes. "The bird soared high above the waves," he whispered, his voice barely louder than the wind. The story felt flat, and the bird in everyone's mind was nothing more than a heavy lump of clay. Flourish leaned forward, her eyes encouraging as she watched him struggle. "Let the bird out of its cage," she whispered gently. "Show us the wind." The rabbit took a deep breath, lifted his right paw, and then swooped it high above his head. He traced a wide, sweeping arc through the smoky air, and suddenly the whole circle's eyes followed his paw. The bird was there, riding the wild currents of the wind, made of nothing but a rabbit's paw and imagination. The rabbit smiled, his ears standing straight up with excitement as he swooped his paw again. The imaginary bird dove toward the ground, and the young animals gasped as if they could actually see the feathers. "But here's the most important part to remember," Flourish added gently, stepping beside him. "Your hands must always match the story, rather than just flapping around the entire time." She demonstrated by waving her wings wildly in all directions, looking like a confused windmill until the young animals giggled. "If you wave your arms at everything, the listener stops noticing," she explained, folding her wings back into place. "Save your big moments for your big moments, and let the small parts of the story be completely still. The stillness is what makes the motion mean something." A young badger raised his hand, looking doubtful as he stared at his own clumsy paws.
What if I feel silly moving my arms around like that? Everyone feels silly at first, Flourish said warmly, kneeling down so she was at eye level with him. But the secret is to watch your listeners instead of focusing on yourself. When you spread your arms and see their eyes go wide, you will forget all about feeling silly. You will only feel the power of the story working.
After the circle ended and the young animals went home, Flourish folded her wings and stood quietly beside Bramble. The fire had burned down to a pile of glowing red coals, and the wind was still whistling through the dark trees. For once, the tall crane was perfectly still. "You're not moving," Bramble teased, nudging her gently with his shoulder. Flourish smiled, her eyes reflecting the dying embers. "There is no story right now," she said softly. "When there is no story, the stillness is the right thing." She gazed into the glowing coals for a long moment before speaking again. "Do you know the feeling I love best?" she asked. "It's when my words and my wings are saying the very same thing at the very same moment." She lifted one wing slightly, letting it catch the faint light. "When I say, 'The wave crashed down,' and my wing comes sweeping down with it, everything changes. For one heartbeat, my body, my voice, and the story are all one single thing." A deep, settled contentment seemed to smooth her feathers. "It feels like being completely, perfectly myself, like nothing is split. Just the story, told with everything I've got, my words and my body, together, saying the same true thing." Bramble watched her, realizing that her silence was just as powerful as her movement. She stood there, calm and whole, letting the wind do the only moving that was needed.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Flourish. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.